Living in poverty often means struggling to get enough to eat. But my next guest is trying to change that one meal at a time. Jonathan Kumar is using the power of social media to do good. In this case, you ordering a dessert or an appetizer at a restaurant, and in doing so, helping to feed a hungry child. Jonathan's mobile and web app, Food Circles, is currently up and running in Grand Rapids. Jonathan, explain to us, just how does Food Circles work?
So the app is free. It's for your iPhone or your Android smartphone. It's also available on our website, joinfoodcircles.org, if you don't have a smartphone. The app and site lets you buy a dish at a local restaurant for just a dollar, so it's a discounted price. And 100% of the price you pay for that dish goes straight to feed a hungry child through your organization of choice. After you make a purchase, you'll get a voucher on your phone or an email you can print out, and you just need to show that to the staff at the restaurant. They'll bring out that special dish that you donated for, and then hopefully you're going to order beer and a burger alongside that too.
Now, where did you get this idea? This is a really creative way to, you know, be out and on the spur of the moment, say, I want to help. But where'd the idea come from?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. We ask a lot of people around us, hey, do you do enough to impact others in your life? And a lot of the times the answer is no. And a lot of the common reasons behind that is not out of a lack of desire, but out of a lack of time, maybe a lack of money. But one thing a lot of people do is eat out once a week, twice a week, five times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And just as a college student at the University of Michigan, I thought, you know, is there something more we can do with our everyday dining behavior that can, you know, solve needs for people who could never dream of going out to, you know, Zingerman's or
sure.
Frida Petito's or something like that. So I thought, you know, is there a way to help restaurants and in the process, you know, help those who don't have that much food to put on the table for their families?
So what kind of response have you gotten? Especially start with how many restaurants have you been able to get on board?
Yeah, well, it's something where there's definitely a balance between how many people have our app and the site and how many restaurants are a part of things. And so 20 restaurants in Grand Rapids, all of them locally family owned, have decided to become what we call a buy one, feed one restaurant, where they're, you know, offering a dish, like an appetizer or dessert on the site. And we have about over 1,000 people have our app or have been to the site and have used it to, you know, get a dish and get a good deal on their end, but also, you know, make a difference in someone's life.
And when you look at what you've been able to set up for Grand Rapids, what are the options and what are the plans to have this app up and running in other cities in Michigan or even be able to use it outside of Michigan in other states or even other countries?
Yeah. I mean, our mission is to give city diners a chance to sustain a hungry child just by eating out. We have a really, really small team here in Grand Rapids, and that's honestly why I was really interested in speaking with you guys is just because we need more assistance. We need to connect to people in other areas, Lansing, Kalamazoo, back in Ann Arbor, Detroit, obviously, and connect to people who are interested in starting, setting up food circles in their community so their diners can start to, you know, do something powerful with their appetite, with their hunger.
Jonathan Kumar, developer of a mobile and web app called Food Circles. You can find out more by going to the website, joinfoodcircles.org. Thanks so much for talking with us, Jonathan, and good luck with the effort.
Thank you so much for having us.